never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind.
So you're supposed to be Santa Claus, are you?
Ho, ho, ho!
This is the Taxi Dave Show.
Run, 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 Rudolph, Santa's got to make it to town.
Myself the last four Sundays. All right. We're here in the studio. We're here with famous John McDonough, straight fresh off his stage debut.
Hail
Broadway
John.
And Fox News and Times Square.
Whoa.
We're also here with Medallion owner Carolyn Protz. How you doing?
All right, Dave. How you doing?
I'm fantastical. We're here with Claire Lauber, and we're going to have Pat Johnson, the driver, on.
How you doing, darling?
Oh, fantastic. You know, we'll bring you some recalls. We'll talk about an auction. Passenger relations. There was a couple of meetings. The TLC had a meeting. The city council had a meeting. You know, and we'll get into all the exactness of whatchamacallits, thingamajigs, and who's its what's its. Okay?
Perfect.
So you'll understand everything as perfectly as those three words.
Clearly.
Okay. So, but first I have to tell you this. My daughter was short $2,500 for buying a brand new SUV for her family. So she decided she can get a great deal on a certified pre-owned car. Okay? A 6-year bumper to bumper guarantee was, you know, covered from bumper to bumper, as you know, everything is covered. And what happened was she had the car about a month, and the first real cold day of winter we had, it was like 20 degrees in the morning this past week. So I have a 3-year-old granddaughter and a 5-year-old granddaughter who go to preschool and kindergarten. And on the way to preschool, she's realizing the heater's not blowing. And about halfway to preschool, the rear windows open up by themselves without anybody touching anything. So here we are, 20 degrees out. You know, a 3- and a 5-year-old, the rear windows are open, they're in their car seats, and this is a certified pre-owned vehicle, okay? Never in an accident, as clean as could be.
Never.
That was until she went to the dealer, and the dealer redid a check on the car, and apparently the car was in an accident, but it wasn't reported until after the vehicle was sold as certified pre-owned. Does that sound a little suspect to you? So all you folks out there, you see the commercials, you know, you can't afford $5,000 down and $300 a month, but a certified pre-owned car, my God, that's great. I have nothing to worry about. For 6 years, nothing's going to go wrong with this car. They're going to fix it for free. Thank God it was only the windows. Okay,
yeah.
I mean, it could have been a lot worse, and this is a true story. And then, of course, there's the idiot of the week. The most outrageous thing I saw in my 4 weeks off was actually Thursday night. Claire and I enjoy New York City. We go out a lot. We went to see Andrea Bocelli, world-renowned. What a wonderful, wonderful voice at Madison Square Garden.
Great show.
Of course, I had a $115 parking ticket when I came out, and I shouldn't have gotten it because I was parked legally. But that aside, as for those of you who know, you take the West Side Highway to the George Washington Bridge. In the middle, you get on the Cross Bronx. To the right is the lower level of the George Washington Bridge. To the left is a ramp to the upper level. And we get on the ramp. Traffic is very slow. And there is a car with his flashers on and his reverse lights on. This driver is actually trying to back off a quarter mile on one of the most congested ramps in New York City, heading to the George Washington Bridge, which is the heaviest traveled roadway in the United States of America. Folks, listen, if you pass your exit, if you find yourself getting off an exit taking you to a different state, you know what? Go to the different state and make a U-turn and turn around. Why are you jeopardizing other people's lives, okay, let alone your own? It's the stupidest thing I ever heard.
Yeah. That goes under, really?
Okay, we have our email address is taxihale@AOL.com, and our phone number is 800-321-0710. It's been a while. Okay, let's start with you, Johnny. You know, it's nice to see you relaxed. You look so stressed out while you were doing that off-Broadway show. So tell us what stardom was like and what the future holds for us here.
No, I did 2 months of almost sold-out shows at the Irish Rep on 22nd Street.
All right.
Great reviews. Great.
And I was a cab driver playing an actor. I never realized how stressful it was because so much money was pumped into it with staging and lighting and everything, and the show was called Off the Meter on the Record, and if you just type that in, you'll see all the reviews and everything. But I mean, it went very well. The taxi industry one night bought all the seats. I forget it was a lobbying firm that deals with the taxi industry, and we did a Q&A afterwards, and it was basically the first question they asked me. They said, well, what do you think should be done? I said, why aren't you advertising with Taxi Dave? And I said, how come is Curb and Arrow and not advertising? I said, I listen to WINS every night, and right after the traffic report, I hear commercials for Uber and for Lyft. Why isn't it Curb and Arrow? Mm. So we got into the whole thing about what has to be done, you know, and it was, I think, very beneficial. But I know Dave will be explaining later what he hopes the future for the show is. But anybody out there involved with those two apps, you got to get the word out, because it's a killer. You got an app and no one knows about it. I mean, come on.
You know, isn't it funny that Uber is advertising? Why does Uber need to advertise? You watch movies, you hear Uber. You watch commercials, you watch the late-night talk shows. The way they used to mention yellow cabs, they mention Uber now. Now, Pat mentioned something very interesting about those wonderful multi-billion-dollar companies, Uber and Lyft. According to Pat, he said he's spoken with drivers from Uber and Lyft after the bomb went off at the Port Authority Monday morning. Some of his passengers actually told him that they're taking yellow cabs and they'll wait because Uber and Lyft were surcharging during that time. How do you feel about that?
Shocking. Well, did they coordinate with ISIS in order to do this? I mean, because, you know, between the West Side Highway and Times Square, they go, all right. I mean, listen, it's a business strategy. You got to look at it. I don't know. I mean, that price surging, that always kicks in. And you know what their excuse is? We have a computer. It's an algorithm. Because there was a more demand, and we didn't realize that it was ISIS that made the demand. But then they use that as an excuse. No matter what, say a train crashes or anything happens, their price surging goes up. God forbid they should lower it in order to help the situation and get people to work and get the people to go home. But that would be philanthropic, and I don't think that's in their business plan.
No.
Well, I know Phil, but I never met Thropic. So, Carolyn, you said you attended a very interesting auction the other day.
I did. I actually have a little bit of good news. I was in an auction on Friday afternoon in a law office. There were two mini fleets that were being auctioned off by a bank. Each mini fleet is two medallions. There was one bidder, and he paid $900,000 for each of the mini fleets.
So he paid $450,000
per medallion. That's right.
And I guess that'll be recorded with the Taxi and Limousine Commission when the transfer goes through.
Nice. Yes, should be.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dave, does he save any money based on the law that you got passed?
Actually, he does.
Yeah.
Oh.
Normally,
how did that happen?
He would have to pay $45,000, or 5% of, is that right? 900,000 times
right.
5%
mm-hmm.
would be. So instead of paying $45,000 to the city,
$4,500.
That's exactly
oh,
right.
Wouldn't that be percent. Nice if that was sent yeah. this direction? You capisce? You know what I mean? Little Dave, scratch your back. It's about time you scratch Dave's back.
Hey, I didn't think of that. Yeah, I just saved you $90,000.
That's a lot of shows.
Yeah. Well, speaking of that, speaking of the shows, I wanted to thank two people and their companies this evening. First, I want to thank Hereford Insurance Company and Neil Greenbaum, who's always been a supporter of the Taxi Insider newspaper, the Taxi Dave radio show.
Oh, Neil.
And Hereford Insurance Company has decided to give a three-month commitment in 2018. So January, so Taxi Dave... we have a one-third commitment for January, February, and March.
Yay.
And guess what? Lacus Technologies, LLC, has also committed for at least 3 months in 2018.
Fabulous. Go Lacus.
Okay? Now, let me just tell you, Hereford Insurance Company, there's no nonsense. These guys do the right thing. This company is totally transparent. There are companies that come and go. There are companies who get into the industry to see, gee, how much can we make in premium? How much can we rob? And I don't mean that, you know, I'm not pointing fingers at anybody, but a lot of people like fast money, cash cows, and they want to try to use the system for personal gain. You might even end up in jail one day if you do that. But as far as Hereford Insurance Company goes, everything is by the book through the Department of insurance, through the Department of Financial Services. This company, from my perspective and what I've seen in the financials, is as clean as a whistle. All they want to do is do what they do best, and that's to provide insurance. And they are the largest workers' comp carrier in the taxi and taxi industry in New York City, and they also do some liability. So I want to thank you for an insurance company. I also want to thank Lacus Technologies and Alex Medovavsky, okay? Alex invested a lot of his own money to get this thing working. A lot of people are throwing money into apps. And you can speak to 10 companies. Oh, every company has an app. Oh, well, mine is the best. And all these people have ideas that their company is the best and they're going to be the next Uber. Alex made this app for the driver. That's what he did. You should know that ultimately, he wants his app to be a fully automatic dispatch app. That's what it is, unless there's a problem. I mean, if you have a flat or the car breaks down, you'll be dealing with a person.
Mm-hmm. How does
but
it work?
When he's done, it will be fully automatic. You don't have to see a dispatcher at all. You just turn on your phone, find the nearest car. So, you know, he wants you to know right now he needs drivers. All right,
that's
there's going to
cool.
be a lot more medallions coming in the future, but he needs drivers, and the drivers need to know that you won't be dealing with dispatchers ultimately. So you can sign up with Lacus Technologies, LLC. You can call the NYC Taxi Group, okay? But, you know, the app is for the drivers. Now, what he's doing right now, he's abroad. LACUS is Lacus. That's how you spell Lacus. He's abroad right now. He's in the process of rebuilding the entire app. He wants to rebuild it because he listened to the drivers. He listened to the feedback the drivers had, negative and positive. He listened to the reviews. There are a couple of scammers in there. So he wants to avoid the loopholes, avoid the scammers. Okay? He wants this app to work the best for the drivers. Because if it works the best for the drivers, it's the best for the industry. And that makes everybody happy. Okay? So once again, thank you, Lacus Technologies. And now that leads us to a third. They're taking a third each. I need a third sponsor, folks. I signed a contract with WOR for 3 months into 2018. If you sign with the Taxi Dave Show, I have next week, which is Christmas Eve, the week after New Year's Eve. Wonderful. My family's going to be thrilled with this. I'm doing a radio show. But I'll throw it in. Come on down to the studio if you will advertise with the Taxi Dave Show. And how do you do that? Call me, 718-706-TAXI, 718-706-8294, and that would be a wonderful thing. JFK is under the weather tonight. He's not feeling well. But, you know, the fact that I'm just to change gears again, going back to that bombing, Uber and Lyft, when we had 9/11, I can't begin to tell you how many taxi drivers I spoke with where they were documented dozens and scores of free fares. They took people just to get them home because it was the right thing to do. What do these app companies do? They surcharge people in times of emergency? That's a shame, shame.
That's right.
Okay. Unless they want to advertise on this radio show, I might have a different opinion.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a terrible thing to say.
Where you stand depends on where you sit.
You know what? You're not on the air. And, Pat, I just want you to know, every time you talk, it's kind of disruptive. So wait till you have headphones and a microphone, okay? This is a little disruptive. But you're a good guy, and we love you. And, I will tell you this. I do have a question for him when he does come back on the air with us. So you just mentioned, Carolyn, there was an auction, and somebody paid $450,000 for medallion. So let me tell you my opinion on the medallion industry right now. It's no surprise this industry has taken a huge hit. It's no surprise medallion owners like yourself, you know, you may have been planning a retirement, planning to sell the medallion.
What's that?
Exactly.
We don't talk about that anymore.
You know, we're laughing, but it's sad. It's comically sad.
Yeah, particularly for people in their 70s and 80s, they don't know what hit them. They just don't get it.
And they used to come to me. And I always had answers for people. I stopped having answers for people. But I have answers now. And the answer is, hang in there. This medallion is going to come back. There was another auction of 53 medallions. They wanted to sell them as a group. And a group of people bid up to $200,000 for each one. But the bank at that point said, you know what? No, we're not going to sell it for that amount of money. But what does that show you? You need $200,000 times 353 plus vehicles for those 53, plus insurance down payments and any fees that were owed. So there's a value to the street hail. There's a value to that medallion. And it's bottomed out. It's bottomed out. It's not going any lower. There's only one place to go from here for this medallion. And that medallion is up. And if you believe in me, and you believe what I just said, advertise on the Taxi Dave Show, okay? You won't be sorry. There was an article in Cranes this week, and it says more taxi medallions going on the block. Oh, emails rolling in. Great. And that's going to be January 16th, and I'm only reading this because it's in a newspaper. Apparently, Aspire Federal Credit Union will auction off 14 medallions, and they're going to have an opening bid price of $150,000. Now, some people might say, oh, my God, so low. How can you do that? You know, well, you know what? This is how it works. Without financing at the last auction, the price went up to $200,000. Carolyn was just at an auction where the price was $450,000.
That's right.
So I have a feeling this $150,000 is kind of like a hook to get people in who are seriously interested in purchasing. And I think the price is going to go up. So what we will do, Claire, see if you can contact Aspire Credit Union and get the CEO and the law firm on for some time before the auction that they have. I'd like to have them on the show. There we go. Very, very good. So our phone number is 800-321-0710. We do have a ton of emails, but let's take our first caller right now. Gary, you're live on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hey, Cabby, I want to go up to the Bronx. Hey, what's up there, guys? I love you. I love your show here. But before I get to cabs and stuff, but before I tell you, I knew a guy who quit medical school, and he ended up owning 4 cabs and did very well for himself. But I just want to give you the state of affairs of New York City and what goes on that people don't even realize. There's now been a 10-month strike, right? The IBEW, Local 3 guys, the cable technicians for Spectrum, they've been on strike for 10 months. It's one of the longest strikes ever. You won't see much of it in the media. These people are really hurting. And when they went to the negotiating table, Spectrum told them, we want to get rid of your pension and your health care benefits, with a straight face. And then basically telling the guys, we're going to bust your union. This is what the mentality is out there when it comes to the working person. And it really, you know, it has to stop. I mean, what is the end game? We're all going to be on welfare. Now, getting back to cabbies, and you know, I've been in my fair share of cabs and stuff, like coming handy very, you know, late at night or whatever. You got to jump in a cab and go someplace. And it's always, it's part of New York City, let's face it. But being a cab, jumping a cab, it's part of being a New Yorker. But what about, think about this, this technology. Sometimes you fight technology. What about driverless cars? I mean, this technology is there. Did you ever think about that or what the effect that would be? I mean, I couldn't imagine it during, like, rush hour in Manhattan. We've never fully utilized our mass transit system. Our basic infrastructure in New York City is third world, is fourth world, LaGuardia Airport. They don't let 747s land there. So think about it. Driverless cars. What effect? Do you ever think about that, or you just don't even think about it? You just, whatever's in front of you today, you'll deal with.
Oh.
Think about what?
I have an opinion on that one. Yeah. I think driverless cars are going to work great on the Google campus to get you from the cafeteria to the office. In Manhattan, no way. Not in any of our lifetimes. It's just not going to happen. They'd have to build too much infrastructure.
Gary, I've mentioned it once before. Okay, autonomous car. I want to get to the east side, so please make a left on the corner. If you've ever seen the autonomous technology, picture a TV screen, and every shape in front of the car, pedestrians, signs, buildings, vehicles, sidewalk, fire hydrants, it knows the shape of a stop sign, it knows the shape of a traffic light, it knows the shape of a pedestrian, and it will not move while there are pedestrians in front of the car. So in New York City, that left turn, I predict, at 8:30 in the morning will take 3.5 hours.
Well, I could certainly...
If not more.
I could certainly say something about this.
By the way, Pat Johnson has joined us. Pat Johnson is a New York City taxi driver for the past 6 years, and he won the lottery to come onto the show tonight.
Sorry for all the losers out there. Anyway, one thing I would say about driverless cars is that, from what I understand, Google, Ford, and Uber are financing right now, and they're currently being tested in San Francisco and Pittsburgh. In order to win the public over, they need people in the shotgun seat with a computer for passenger reassurance. But I can tell you at some point they won't be there. And just like what you take out of your pocket and use, it'll be common in every place within a few years. And the first people that are going to go are cab drivers in inner cities and long-distance truck drivers.
Let me just say a couple more things about self-driving taxis. Lyft had a very funny take on this. About a year ago, they were asked, how are you going to finance the cars? Will you be buying the self-driving cars? And Lyft's response was, well, we think we'll let the existing drivers buy the self-driving cars, and then they can lease them back to us. So they weren't even willing to take on that risk or responsibility. And then the other really funny thing I read, Zimmerman, who's the head of Lyft, was asked, what about all the unemployed drivers? What will they do? And he said, no problem. They're going to be hosts. This was in the New York Times a few weeks ago. There was a whole magazine that was all about
art. In the vehicle?
Yeah, about autonomous vehicles.
What?
Yeah, and Zimmerman said that the drivers will be hosts.
Hosts.
And they'll entertain the passengers. How do you feel about that, John and Pat?
Not this driver, thank you.
A rabbi and a priest go into a bar, right? I mean, the joke's going to get tired.
Yeah, they're probably going to see
host.
Yeah, they're going to see me sit there for an hour before they walk in, but yeah.
Like, it's just, but this is what they want us to reduce it to entertainment and
exactly.
Not even working. I mean, it's just, and that is going to be the major problem is what do you do with all the unemployed people now with robots and everything coming in? And they're already doing it with the long-distance trucks.
Yeah.
Putting them out there, and particularly Amazon is doing it, going from warehouse to warehouse and trying to make it as simple as possible, not going into the city streets. And then we have Cuomo saying to de Blasio that they're going to start testing him in lower Manhattan, and de Blasio said no, and now they're fighting.
You're always fighting.
Families in Albany and down here.
Right.
You know why the governor wants it? The same reason he wanted the TNCs in New York State. TNCs are the network companies like Uber and Lyft, mm-hmm. only they don't have to be registered at the Taxi and Limousine Commission in New York City. They have private passenger plates, and I've said it before, your grandmother,
anybody
on her way to get groceries can sign on to Uber with her private car, and, oh, look at this, I have a fare. And the problem is there are already hundreds of vehicles from outside New York City
Zillions.
Coming in to New York City and illegally working the streets, okay, illegally in the face of the law, picking up street hails. A friend of mine this Saturday, yesterday, he called me. He said, Dave, after a show, I was standing on the corner of 6th Avenue waiting for the light to change. Four different FHVs pulled up to me and said, you need a lift? You need a taxi? Now, those are the FHVs on 6th Avenue. I don't, and that in conjunction with the private cars, this has to stop. So a few things need to be done. There's not enough enforcement at the Taxi and Limousine Commission. They have well over 100 officers, but that's for over 100,000 vehicles. Unfortunately, the inspectors at the Taxi and Limousine Commission are the lowest paid in the out of every city agency. So when a list comes up at MTA or corrections for any type of officers, they leave the Taxi and Limousine Commission and go to the MTA and go to corrections. I know that be a fact. So in some cases, there are some years where more inspectors have left the TLC than come in from a new graduating class. So a couple of things need to be done. With the hundreds of millions of dollars that have been made from the taxi industry and continue to be made in New York City, there needs to be an increase in the salaries of these inspectors. Yes, there should be more salary so they can enforce the laws that need to be enforced. And not only that, the New York City Police Department needs to designate. Listen, we have big problems in New York with terrorism, and I know New York City has their hands full. But my gosh, designate a dozen or two dozen cops to help enforce the law. All right? You did hear that guy who blew up the Port Authority had a license, an FHV license that was expired. Okay, I think it's about time NYPD took the TLC seriously and protected New York City taxi drivers. Okay, not treating us like second class citizens and not allowing others to steal our right by not enforcing illegal street hails. Which, by the way, how many passengers get ripped off going into these other cars? You need a taxi? Oh, yeah, sure. You get in. All right, $65. But you took me three blocks. Claire and I heard a case about the pedicabs, and this is true.
Yeah, they
going have. To the theater. Five blocks. The guy tells her and her friend, you owe me $170. And she said, you're kidding. He says, no, I'm not kidding. She paid it. She paid $170 to go five blocks. How long does it take you, Pat, to make $170?
I'm on air, so I won't answer that directly, but I'm sure you can imagine for all you out there who have to drive in New York.
It's a long time.
That's an understatement.
Well, a couple
yeah.
of hours. You would do it. Never mind the fine. But they do it through intimidation. You can see the pedicab guys.
They're hustlers.
And they'll pick tourists and they'll intimidate. Yeah. It's like those cartoon characters in Times Square. I mean, they're all rip-off artists. The whole Times Square area is just nothing but con artists that are working it from Central Park down to 42nd Street. I mean, if you're a tourist in this town, everybody's sizing you up and just trying to rip you off. Guys that are selling those CDs, the rap artists, mm-hmm. that say, hey, that's $10. I don't want it. No, you're going to give me $10 for that.
They're this generation's equivalent of three-card money dealers I saw when I was growing up. Going back to the driverless cars, one point nobody's made yet is that I could certainly vouch for this being a driver who's gotten one. If we all had driverless cars in Manhattan, where would all the traffic tickets go? Doesn't the city make a lot of money off of that? Robots don't pay tickets. They don't make mistakes. Drivers do eventually.
Well, most of the tickets are, they make the money on parking. Like me, parking legally and getting a $115 ticket.
Well, speaking okay. of parking, those pedicabs are parked in the taxi stands.
Right.
By the plaza, among other places.
And that's 6th another Avenue. Thing. You know, right. with technology changing like Lacus, I mean, the Department of Transportation, they should have designated taxi stands in the constant in the areas in New York City where most taxi drivers live. It only makes sense. Okay, I think Jackson Heights, Brooklyn has the most in the borough. I think Jackson Heights has the most in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. So why aren't there dozens of taxi stands in Jackson Heights? So in the future, a taxi driver can get out of his house, and instead of having to take the train and having to take a bus, gets out of his house and he walks three blocks and there's a cab waiting for him. And that, so two things I wanted to mention. One is, going back to the self-driving cars, there's a reason why Uber is pushing this and partnering. And it's very simple. At first, they want drivers to be hosts, like you said, Carolyn. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, they want to do away with the drivers.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Right now, Uber gets, what, 30%, 25%, something like that, mm-hmm. of the amount that the passenger is charged? If there's no driver, they get 100%.
No labor costs.
Right. The dude in the car, I think Travis Kalanick calls him. When we get rid of the dude in the car, you'll see how much we'll
and
make.
And thank you for pronouncing it Kalanick, because I do also. I do appreciate it. Makes my stomach turn when you say that. So that's what I wanted to say about self-driving cars. And let me just read a couple of emails. I'll tell you what. Emails are coming in. Our phone number is 800-321-0710. We have a couple of calls. We do have a bunch of lines open. Okay, so let's take one call from a friend of ours, and then we'll take a short commercial break, and we'll come back and read some emails, do recalls, and have some fun. This is the Taxi Dave Show. Tonight's show is brought to you by a guy named David Pollack. He's a great guy and good-looking, too.
You know what? You should hit that guy up for some money.
You know what?
Find him on his rich
people think. But let's take that call. JFK Mike is on the phone.
Oh, no.
Yes, ho, 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 ho. Actually, I got to watch it screaming, ho, ho, ho. I'm right at 42nd Street and 8th Avenue. So.
Go keep figure. Digging. What are the odds?
Okay, bring the shovel out. Keep digging.
What are the odds?
I'm just going to say hi since I'm over there. Listen, Dave, keep hope alive, and in the words of Barack blah, blah, blah. And I just want to say hi to the gang over there. Hi to the folks at JFK. And the JFK dispatches, whatever they're making, I'm sure it's not enough. And happy everything to everybody for the holidays. And Dave, you've done a great job. I hope there's some good news about radio. You are the founding father of Taxi Radio. And we and I and all the gang at NYCTaxiNews.com appreciate everything you've done for the year. And I am mystified why some of the so-called high rollers in this business haven't supported you more. We have had some very great people sponsoring your show, and we always appreciate that. But, you know, everybody got a cup, but they ain't chipped in the words of Snoop Dogg. So hopefully in the very near future we'll get some sponsors and keep the cab rolling. That is the Taxi Dave Show. So great job, Dave.
Thanks a lot. And, you know, on that note, again, thanks to Hereford Insurance Company and Lacus Technologies, LLC. They're going to sponsor the first third of 2018. I am looking for a third sponsor, by the way. And you can call me for a third sponsorship at 718-706-TAXI. Or you can email me at taxihale@AOL.com. We're going to just take a few seconds off to catch our breath, have a sip of water, tell some dirty jokes, and we'll be right back.
Down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable. But how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Hey, taxi!
Where to, buddy?
The Taxi Dave Show.
Taxi Dave is back.
We never left.
Those are the days of CBGBs, right?
Yeah, yeah. No, that's, no. He wrote Basketball Diaries. That's Jim Carroll. Famous poet. Yeah, famous poet, Lower East Side. And that's all there.
That was a movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With Leonardo DiCaprio, wasn't it?
One of his first movies, and that was about all his friends that died. You know, everybody's talking about the epidemic that's going on with drugs. But, you know, this has been ongoing, particularly the Lower East Side at one stage, as we called it, the alphabet jungle. And with the heroin addicts and everything down there, and that's what he's describing.
I had a guy with a set of golf clubs, full set of golf clubs. I didn't play golf in the 1970s. Give me $50, you can have them. I said, I don't play golf. Give me $20. He said, give me $5. I need a fix. I'm sorry, man. I'm not doing it. I mean, it was a desperate time back then.
Yeah, that's
it really
what he's
was.
Singing about then, yeah.
It was a desperate time. Here's an email from Andrea. Glad to hear your show tonight. I remembered you said a few weeks ago you'd be back on December 17th. You're a man of your word. Wishing you and all the listeners a very happy Hanukkah, very Merry Christmas, and a new year filled with only lots of good health and happiness. Looking forward to more shows. Stay well, stay safe, stay warm. Your friend and listener in Flushing, Andrea. Yay, Andrea. All right.
Mazel tov.
Yes, Tommy Nakos. Tommy's going to have his own book. He sent me like half a dozen emails here. The NYPD Traffic Division can and should have an expanded role in enforcing taxi laws. There's so many of them giving tickets. Let them do more. That's very true. Let's see. Mike Simon, Taxi Dave, I was riding over cobblestones in the village, and I thought how the workers' company that put down the stones must have had an exclusive contract to do the street way back when, before the streets were tarred. They must have had rules telling them how to lay the stones, and when tarred surfaces began to appear, they must have been regulations that needed to be followed for that kind of street. Nonetheless, it was still the right of the same worker company to do that street, especially if the worker company had the ability to use tar, because they had the exclusive. The same point with e-hail. We have the exclusive to street hails. Pave the street. And e-hail is a new way of street hailing, paving the street. That's from actually a medallion owner, sorry. I'll read one more from Tommy right now. Apparently, the 1 week Van Wyck Expressway northbound seems to have the same traffic condition northbound from JFK to Queens Boulevard, Main Street, like when they were doing construction. But there's no road work at all. Why are drivers causing traffic? Once you pass Main Street, there's no traffic. So just to let you know, when you're coming back from JFK, you can use the right lane before Main Street because it turns into a fourth lane. It's no longer, I think you can use it, right?
Hmm.
Well, people just naturally, from all the construction for 10 years, condition reflex. Let me slow down. There's construction here, but there's no construction. That's a very, very good point. Our email address is taxihail@AOL.com. Phone number is 800-321-0710. Here's an email from Godratola. 5 years ago, I visited Dublin, Ireland. They have a taxi stand every 10 blocks. Shame on New York City.
They do, particularly on O'Connell Street. Every couple of blocks is a taxi stand. And I was telling you, the gas is so expensive there, they have the cars off. And when one car moves, they get out and they push the car without starting it in order to save gas.
Really?
So they push the cars up. And, I mean, because it's, you know, $7 a gallon, $8 a gallon. So, you know, they don't want the car idling and to turn it on and then to move it a couple of feet. So they have the drivers and they push it.
Wouldn't it be nice to have a hybrid wheelchair-accessible vehicle? Wouldn't it be nice to have an electric car, okay, that, and I think there's a couple out there, that hold a charge for over 200 miles.
What happened to those six Nissan Leafs? I remember they did apply a program a few years ago, and that was it. I saw one in front of the bus terminal came out one day, and I haven't seen any since. We never had any in our lot where I work out of in Brooklyn.
Isn't it interesting that Nissan got the contract shortly after that, the contract for the Taxi of Tomorrow, mm-hmm. shortly after the city also got six free electric vehicles from Nissan? I wonder if there's anything.
It's just a coincidence, Dave.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. I totally agree with you. Here's a couple of recalls. Okay, for you folks with Mercedes, the fancy ones, certain 2015 and 16 C63s, AMGs, 2015 through 2017 C63Ss, and 2017 663Ss, AMG coupes, the rear axle differential may fracture. That doesn't sound good, okay? There's only about 2,100 of those cars, but I felt it worthy. There are 17,000 vehicles where, you know, if the alternator fails and stalls, the vehicle could stall mm-hmm. without warning. And that's why Chrysler is recalling 2014 Dodge Challengers, Chargers, Durangos, Chrysler 300s, and Jeep Grand Cherokees equipped with 3.6 liter engines. Their 160 amp alternator may suddenly fail. That recall is going to start January 10th, by the way. And I don't know if I read this. 177,000 Fords, F-150s, and Explorers, 2016 Explorers. The power seat adjustment bolts may cause the front seat to detach and not properly restrain the seat in the event of a crash. Now, so that's why you see passengers flying through windshields sometimes. And that recall, letters are expected to go out January 15th, by the way.
Is there a recall notice for the election there, by any chance?
Ba-dum-bum.
Annie, I'm going to take that as a no. Okay. One can only hope.
John, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hey, how are you?
Okay.
Hey, I got a quick question. As a passenger, I used to use Uber, but then I started using Yellow Cabs again.
Thank you, John.
And what I find frustrating is that there's always a change in the app, so whether it's curb or arrow. And what happens is the one time it works, the next time it doesn't. And it's like, why is it competing? Why are you guys competing with each other?
Yeah. Well, Pat, you wanted to say something?
No, I'm just saying there should be one app. We were discussing this before the show started
listen,
today.
Listen, I equate this to satellite radio. There used to be Sirius and there used to be XM, and they were killing each other. They both got together. One bought the other one out, and now you have the one satellite station. And this is what should be happening with Curb and Arrow, that one should buy the other out and have all 13,000 yellow cabs on the one app. And please, somebody advertise it and let people know that there's a yellow cab app that you can use instead of Lyft, Uber, Get, Via, Chariot. I mean, what are they going through the list
I've
here?
Gotten emails from drivers that say, where are all the app fares? I want to take an app fare. I'm not getting any app fares on my cab.
I'm getting more and more. I think I'm up to about 15% of my passengers paying that way now, as opposed to 5 or 10% a few months ago. It's slowly but steadily growing.
Well, that's good. I mean, Curb says they're doing 500,000 fares a month. Okay, that's a lot of fares.
I'm just curious about your caller. Do you use the app in Manhattan or in the boroughs?
No, I use it in Manhattan. And mostly what happens is, I mean, I use it, but it's very confusing. And I talk to other people about it, and they're like, well, I try to use it. I don't even know what it is. How do you use it? There's no awareness of it. And it keeps constantly changing. So first you're pushing Arrow, then you're pushing Curb, and you bring up the satellite issue. But from the consumer perspective, they're all taxis. It's not like right. it's not serious.
That's right. So
another company, it's like you're competing with each other. So there's so much confusion out there in the market.
Dave, maybe you can explain why that's there, because there's two different credit card systems, isn't there?
Verifone
within the cab
service.
Oh, yes. Within Yellow Cab.
Yeah.
And that's where the breakdown comes with the two competing services, right?
That's part of it. Once upon a time, when the credit cards were going to start in Yellow Cabs, the city of New York put out an RFP, or the Taxi Commission did, and 120 companies from around the world attended. I was there. Japan, England, all over the world. That was whittled down to a final four. And when the program started, there were actually four TPEP companies, okay, to use the credit cards. The apps came later. Mm-hmm. One TPEP company during a 3-day weekend, their system went down. Nobody was in the office, so the TLC got rid of them. Another company, as soon as they started, they went out of business because they didn't have the numbers to sustain their business model. And that left two, which was... right now we know as Curb, which was Verifone, and Arrow. I forgot what they were called before.
Way to Ride,
right.
She's right.
And so they started the apps. And the apps, although they came late compared to the Ubers and the Lyfts, the difference between us and the Ubers and the Lyfts, and I mean us, meaning the yellow taxi apps like Arrow and Curb, is a lot of international or national business men and women fly into Chicago, fly into L.A., fly down to Miami, and they get out of the car, and they have the same app, and they get an Uber, and it's the same account, the same app. New York City, these apps, they should be used by the international and national travelers, but you can't use them in other cities, or at least not yet. So it's really for... the businessmen like John on the phone who's calling, who takes his app. It's really for residents. And people do need to know. I mean, here I am talking about these two apps. Neither company yet has come to me and said, you know what, we want to advertise on the Taxi Dave Show and get it out to the public. I mean, look at the success of Lacus Technologies, mm-hmm. okay, with signing up 660 drivers just from a couple of shows mentioning it. And he's looking for more drivers, and he's looking for more medallions. So... I think what's going to happen is business attracts business. And these aren't stupid people. And none of us in this room are stupid, and New Yorkers are very smart people. I think the smart move is somehow, some way, for these two to act together. Because by acting apart, it's only
There's
hurting
so
the
confusion,
industry.
Just like what this caller is saying. But how is it the city can dictate to yellow cab drivers, oh, you have to have a Nissan 200. We can only have one cab that goes in the city, but we can have two apps.
The other thing, the next thing I want to talk about is, so we have apps, and you know, I am going to mention Lacus again for the drivers, Lacus Technologies. They want drivers. They're rebuilding the app from the bottom up. Drivers, they will be, and Lacus will be one of our sponsors in 2018. They've listened to drivers' feedback. They've listened to the websites where drivers talk, the reviews, and they are changing the entire app to benefit drivers. So what do we need? As some of you callers and emailers have said, we need more taxi stands where drivers are concentrated. We need enforcement by NYPD to help... the Taxi and Limousine Commission inspectors, who should be paid more. We need to pay Taxi and Limousine Commission inspectors more money, okay? We need to read some of these emails also, but there was a meeting to change gears at the Taxi and Limousine, at City Hall this past week. And at City Hall, they talked about the L train disappearing for 15 months, starting in April, not of this year, but in April of...
I think it's January of 19 to April of 20 is the timetable they picked.
Okay. So it's for 15 months, the L train is going to be closed. And there are something like over 400 to 450,000 riders every day use the L train. There are 125,000 of those use the L train within the borough of Brooklyn alone. Mm-hmm. There are 50,000 riders who use the L train within Manhattan. The L train goes across 14th Street, folks, by the way, from river to river. From 1st Avenue or Avenue A, it goes all the way to
8th Avenue.
To 8th Avenue. That's exactly right.
14th.
And, yeah, so 50,000 within Manhattan. And why? Because this is a result of Hurricane Sandy with all the salt water. 7 million gallons of water were in the train tunnels. And there's so it's about time that they're cleaning this up. There's going to be 14 new stations also on the G, J, and M lines. And how are they going to replace this? Three categories, subways, buses, and ferries. They figure 80% will use the subway still. So the MTA said they're going to lengthen some trains. They're going to have more frequent service, free transfers, and about 5% of the L train people are going to take temporary ferry services. What's interesting is the buses, there was a cry out for electric buses. Regular buses cost $500,000 each. The electric buses cost $850,000 each. But Rafael Espinal Jr., a city assemblyman, was asking for 100% electric fleet. Unfortunately, those buses now are mostly diesel and not electric. And they're saying that 200 buses equal 4,000 cars emissions. So Paris has 100% electric buses, so does London, Seattle, Los Angeles, so why not New York City? Now, the MTA is really great at circumventing specific answers.
Well, I got a question for him. Did they say where they turned the buses around Manhattan exactly? The one proposal I saw said that they're going to have them come over the bridge and up, I think, 3rd or Lafayette and have them terminate near Union Square. Is that still on the table?
I think they're going to make a sort of a depot on Avenue C around 18th and 20th Street.
Oh, that far over. Wow.
Well, they call it a depot, but they made it clear not to say that a depot isn't going to be a building. It's just going to be an area where...
Where actually now you have a parking lot, so all those parking spots will be gone.
So members of the Transportation Committee, Idonis Rodriguez, he asked the MTA to use one fare, and he was the only one, Idonis Rodriguez... Hmm. He was the only one who said you must include the medallion industry and the medallion owners as part of this solution. And one of Polly Trottenberg is the commissioner of the Department of Transportation in New York City. She said she'll work with the TLC and work with cabs as long as they will not interfere with bus plans. Huh? Huh? Is that a negative statement or what? I mean, you know, Adonis said... Oh, she did say that she needs to recognize the need to incorporate taxis and FHVs. But Idonis Rodriguez, the chairman of the Transportation Committee, told the chairwoman of the Department of Transportation that Uber and Lyft are waiting to take advantage, and he wants to make sure individual medallion owners are included in the solution. So we thank Idonis Rodriguez.
Thank you, Idonis.
Okay, for his support at that hearing. Now, what I don't understand, and this is crazy, what... They're saying that right now, two things. There are 7,000 bikes now on the Williamsburg Bridge that take bikes into Manhattan. I don't know if that's a real figure, but they said 7,000, and they're expecting that to double. Okay. But they're also expecting, are you ready for this, folks? 70 buses an hour to go over the Williamsburg Bridge. They're going to make one lane a bus lane on the Williamsburg Bridge. 70 buses per hour, in addition to the traffic that's on there now and in lower Manhattan. You know, I don't know if this is going to work.
But didn't they say that if you don't have more than two or three people in a car, they won't let you over the Williamsburg Bridge during rush hour?
That might be part of the plan also. So single drivers have to take other cars. But, you know, you have to understand, let's not forget Controller Scott Stringer's study last month, which came out and said buses right now are the slowest buses in the nation. Okay? And traffic congestion in New York City's consistent inability to manage traffic flow and enforce existing traffic laws on the streets is killing our bus service and hurting bus riders. And that was from the MTA chairman, Joe Loder.
Well, one thing they could do, Dave, is I remember after 9/11, they banned single-passenger vehicles, I think, south of the... tunnels in Midtown. That cleared up traffic pretty well for the few months where they were getting everything
together. That really did work.
I think they should do it again.
Well, you know what? It helps the yellow taxi industry. That so that's too. Why. Yeah. So that's why they're probably DOT is probably against it.
They should probably do it now. Yeah. Why wait till 2019?
Before congestion pricing, do that first on single passenger vehicles.
Somebody did suggest that in the city council. Also, I would suggest using the Manhattan Bridge as a pedestrian or a bike rider because there's nobody going across that bridge. I walked over it the other day. Nobody uses it because it's very noisy because of the trains. But at least there's not traffic.
There you go. And the Brooklyn Bridge, there's a major problem. There's more pedestrians than there is room for them. So if you've never walked over the Brooklyn Bridge, it's split in half where you walk. Half of it or a portion of it is for bikes, mm-hmm. and the other portion is for pedestrians. But pedestrians are constantly walking in the bike lane. All right? And Abe from Florida actually last time had a great idea. He said, I have a solution. Let them walk their bikes over the Brooklyn Bridge. Mm. That is a solution, and it works. So anything else you want to tell our audience tonight, Carolyn?
But that's not what DOT is doing about that problem on the Brooklyn Bridge. They've gone and hired an outside company, AECOM. We don't know how much they're paying for the services, and they're going to figure out how to rearrange traffic on the Brooklyn Bridge between the pedestrians and the bicyclists.
Isn't it cheaper just to build a new bike bridge? Anything else you want to tell us, our audience?
No, I just think, I mean, what should be incorporated, like they do up on York Avenue, up by 86th Street or 79th Street, where you line up the cabs and people just get into it. That should be at Bedford Avenue at the L train stop right there. The yellow cabs just line up and people just jump in, and then we could do the shuttle service over to, say, Union Square, and then we can line up there. I mean, that could be a nice little business going between Union Square and Bedford Avenue.
Especially since we do on-demand service.
Yeah.
And you're not really supposed to be doing that with a black car.
Quick email. Arrow and Curb need to promote themselves on billboards, MTA buses, radio, and TV like Uber does. They should pool resources together, even to advertise together. MTA in New York City and TLC need to push and help out as well. Thank you from Brooklyn. All right. This has been the Taxi Dave Show. Tonight we're brought to you by David Pollack. Okay, we're going to be here next week. It's Christmas Eve, and we are going to be live on the air. At least some of us are going to be here live on the air. All right, so keep listening every Friday, and we're going to be here at least through March 25th. All right, so we have a reprieve, and I'm still looking for advertisers for that third. John McDonough, what's your name?
Pat Johnson.
Claire.
He's losing himself in the music.
Thanks for coming on the Taxi Dave Show. I love it. Okay, I got to go
choose
now.
Choose yellow. Please choose
Taxi.
Yellow.
Taxi!
And you can hear him cry.